Welcome back to the Sam LaPrade Show. Derek Fates here filling in for Sam. Thanks so much for spending some of your morning with us here so far. Got a great show, of course. Lots more coming up ahead. We'll continue talking about the thin blue line controversy. Of course, those uniforms, the flag itself that continues to fly. Have the president of the Ottawa Police Association coming up very shortly, Matthew Cox. But we like to, you know, talk about a lot of different things. Some issues are serious, and of course, some things are on a bit of a lighter side. And we wanted to tell you about some of the events happening at the Madowkie Farm. Trina Mather-Simard joined us. She is the executive and artistic director out there at the farm. How are you, Trina?
I'm excellent, thank you. Yourself?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. It's always a pleasure talking to you. How are things out there at the farm these days, by the way?
They're fantastic. It's, we're definitely waiting for spring to be in the air a little bit more, but always busy at the farm. It's been great.
Well, you got lots of things going on. Let's first of all talk about your Indigenous cooking classes, because I was speaking, as you know, to Inuk chef Trudy Metcalf-Co, joined us on Daytime Ottawa to talk about what she is, what she's been preparing and teaching people. How are those cooking classes going? What have you got coming up?
Oh, they've been great. They're a new addition. We've only done two of them so far, and both have sold out. We have another one coming up next weekend in creating homemade cheesecakes with a cloudberry and a Nook berry sauce with Chef Trudy. So they've been a lot of fun.
March break just around the corner. You've got lots happening. Let's first of all talk about the workshops you've got. First up is you've got the medicine bag workshop.
Yes, that's actually happening today.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, sold out as well today. But I think we still have room in the other workshops. So we just wanted to create something where families could come out to the farm during March break, participate in a workshop and, make something to bring home, visit the ponies and the store, snowshoe. We now have snowshoeing trails on the farm. So, just really create an experience. So we have paddle making still coming up, as well as like a galaxy painting with one of our artists. So two great workshops still happening.
Yeah, expand on that. So the paddle painting, I imagine this is sort of a smaller paddle that people are designing.
Yes, my goodness, I would say about 18 inches would
okay.
be my guess. They're, a beautiful wood paddle. And so, we're getting creative with people. We have some stencils of our traditional kind of floral patterns, but, really people can create it however they wish. So really a fun way to kind of just learn a little bit more about the culture. And
you mentioned galaxy painting. What is galaxy painting exactly?
Yeah, so it's actually one of our, we had that wonderful Indigenous Makers program, and it's actually
right.
one of our graduates from that. So it's kind of like a starlit background, and she does, it's kind of the style of artwork she creates on t-shirts and paintings. And she adds, some really great kind of inspirational quotes to it, or like silhouettes of moose. And so again, it's it allows for a lot of creativity. So it's kind of like a galaxy type looking background.
The Sigwan Spring Festival coming up
yes.
Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. You did mention the snowshoe trails that are available, and there are rentals available too with the snowshoes. So you don't even have to bring your own. But what else do you have planned for the festival?
It's really our celebration of this change of season into spring. And so, we're fortunate here. A lot of our, Algonquin cultures, whose territory we are within, is very closely tied to the maple.
Right.
So, it's our celebration of maple. We're doing maple taffy, some stories and teachings around the traditions of, maple syrup, some great food, with bison stew. And waffles, it's all Indigenous harvested syrup that we use as well from our local communities. And then there's wagon rides. You can continue with the medicine bag workshops. They're on all weekend.
Excellent.
We have a number of great vendors set up. So there's lots of different arts and crafts and a full stage schedule of Métis jinging, as well as a storytelling theater piece we do called Nana Bush and the Ducks. And some powwow dance. And visiting the farm and the ponies. So, you know, a really great family outing. There's really, you know, lots of activities for everybody.
Well, and a great chance as well to meet the rare and endangered Ojibwe spirit horses. My wife and I have visited the farm a few times, and just the story behind these spirit horses is pretty incredible, Trina. For people that aren't familiar, can you just give us an idea of how special it is for us to have this in this community?
Absolutely. So they are Canada's only, or North America's only, indigenous horse breed. So all other breeds of horses, you know, did come through colonization. And we almost lost them in the 70s. It was down to only four of these ponies around Walpole Island in Ontario. So there's been a lot of dedicated Ojibwe, you know, caretakers that have worked hard to regenerate the breed and really make sure that we didn't lose this, you know, important piece of our culture and our history. And so the ponies, you know, used to roam free and wild and lived in partnership with our community. And that's part of the story and teaching that we're trying to share with our little growing herd. So while it was down to four, there is about 180 of them now across North America that are registered. And we have 10 of them at the farm. So, you know, we always take the opportunity to teach it as part of, you know, our relation to the land and our history and culture and the resilience of the ponies along with our community.
Busy time, obviously, with March break and the Sigwan Festival. You know, after this weekend wraps up, of course, you know, the farm remains open. What is sort of the next big celebration you're working on?
So our next one, when we wrap spring, is our largest of the year. So after Sigwan, as you mentioned, our farm is open right now, Thursday through Sundays from 11 to 4. And we will move to more summer hours as well, 7 days a week. But we are busy after this getting ready for our summer solstice Indigenous Festival. So our big competition powwow and our largest event of the year.
Excellent. Well, I always enjoy visiting. I can't wait to come down next time with the family. Trina, always appreciate you joining us here on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Miigwech.
Miigwech. Again, March break activities. That's March 15th, which is, of course, today. Activities are going on all day long. Activities are happening actually right now, running right until 4 p.m., but that's happening today until Friday. Workshops, snowshoe trails. You've got rentals on site, of course, weather permitting. You can visit the Ojibwe spirit horses and then the workshops. I know today's workshop is sold out, but the paddle painting, you can check out that workshop. It's happening tomorrow. The Galaxy Painting Workshop on March the 17th. And then you've got all those fabulous events that are going on at the farm March 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday. And they're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. to enjoy some great Indigenous food. And, of course, all of those performances that Trina mentioned earlier. We're going to take a break. This is Derek Fage. Your news is coming up. You're listening to the Sam LaPrade Show here on City News.